back to the ageturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you in your daily Christian life and church life in order that you would be equipped so the Lord could use you to be one who can turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. Last time we began a fellowship in this new series on the matter of eating. And today I would like to continue this fellowship and cover these two matters of the history of eating in God's Word and some practical ways to eat the Lord today. This matter of eating is a central and crucial theme throughout the Scriptures. We see this at the very beginning of the Bible. God creates man and puts him in the garden in front of the tree of life. And his first commandment to man is related not to the matter of behavior or morality, not to the matter of worship, but to the matter of eating. God intended that man would eat of the tree of life. And this symbolizes that God wanted man to eat him, to eat God himself, to be his life and his life supply. In the history of the children of Israel, eating is also a pervasive topic. On the night of the Passover, that is the night when Israel was rescued out of Egypt, we see the crucial matter of the lamb. Many people, when they're talking about the lamb, only focus on the matter of the blood, and no doubt the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost was critical, for this was how the children of Israel were rescued from the judgment of death that night. So the angel of death would come, and when he would see the blood on the doorpost, he would pass over that household, and no harm would come to anyone in that household. But within the house, the children of Israel were charged to eat the lamb. They had to eat the lamb as well as the bitter herbs and the unleavened bread. And this strengthened them for their exodus, for their journey. So this shows that our salvation should begin not only with the matter of the blood, but with the matter of eating. We have to eat the lamb so that we can be strengthened for our exodus from the world. Then the children of Israel were led to the wilderness, and right away the Lord began to feed them. They had to eat, and they had to eat daily. They ate the manna. They ate the bread from heaven that the Lord supplied to them day by day. And this shows us, for the continuance of our Christian life, daily we should eat the bread from heaven, which in John the Lord told us is just He Himself. The Lord came as the bread out of heaven to be our daily supply. Then when the children of Israel got into the good land, not only did they establish the kingdom for the Lord and build the city and build the temple, but actually the good land is firstly a matter of eating, of taking the riches of the land. On the day that the children of Israel got into the good land, the manna ceased. God no longer supplied them with the manna, but now they had to work the land and get the riches from the land and live from the land. And the land had so many different types of riches: wheat and barley and figs and pomegranates and so many things. And this shows us that eventually we need to learn how to labor on Christ and eat Christ and eat Him as the riches of the land. Then in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus comes and He says that we should eat Him, that He's the bread of life. In the epistles, Paul mentions that Christ is our Passover and our feast of unleavened bread. Peter tells us that as newborn babes, we should long for the guileless milk of the Word. All these points show that we need to eat the Lord. Then in Revelation, the call to the overcomers in the seven epistles in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Each time there's a call to the overcomers, and three times the prize to the overcomers is related to the matter of eating. The overcomers get the tree of life. The overcomers get the hidden manna. And the overcomers get to dine with the Lord, feast with the Lord. And this is to enjoy the Lord as all the riches of the good land. And finally, in Revelation 22, we have again the matter of the tree of life. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life. So you see, brothers and sisters, this matter of eating is from cover to cover in the Bible. We need to eat the Lord. The Lord, His desire is that we would eat Him. And actually, the accomplishment of His economy depends on our eating. But how can we eat the Lord? Well, the first practical way is through His Word. In Matthew 4:4, the Lord says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God." And in 1 Peter 2:2, it says that as newborn babes, we should long for the guileless milk of the Word. We should eat the Lord in the Word. Jeremiah says, "Your words were found, and I ate them." So we need to learn to come to the Word in an eating way and with an eating attitude. Every time we open the Bible to read the Word or to pray read the Word, we first need to open our inner being and open our spirit, open our heart, that we could receive the nourishment from the Word. Of course, it is always good to confess our sins and enjoy the cleansing of the blood so that there would be no barrier to our eating. As it says, and I've just mentioned in Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life." So whenever we come to eat the Lord, we should wash our robes. Then we come with an open heart and an open spirit to touch the Word. As we do, we will touch the Spirit in the Word, and the Word can become our nourishment. And brothers and sisters, this accomplishes many things within us. In Hebrews 4, it says that the Word of God is living and operative. Once we receive the Word into us in an eating way, the Word will operate many things in us and for us. It's just like when we eat the healthy food. The food has the nourishments. The food has the nutrition that will work within our being to fight against any negative things and also supply us with the energy and the strength to live our day. The Christian life is not meant to be a life of struggling. The Christian life is meant to be a matter of eating. You know, we have a wonderful hymn in our hymnal, number 1219. It says, "What a wonderful change in my living is wrought by saying amen to God's word. More of Christ into me at each instance is brought by saying amen to his word." And verse 2 says, "What I never could do, God is doing in me by saying amen to his word. And the change is so real, all the brothers can see by saying amen to God's word." Verse 3 continues, "I have ceased from my wandering and going astray by saying amen to God's word, and my old inclinations are passing away by saying amen to his word." When we say amen to the word, when we receive the word into us, the word operates to what? Change our inclinations. Are you struggling with something? Is there something that you know you shouldn't be reading, you shouldn't be spending that much of your time in, but it's difficult to break away and to overcome? Eat the word. Keep eating. and you'll be able to testify, what I never could do, God is doing in me. So whether it's by reading, having a daily time of just reading the Word, which is very good to read a chapter a day, or even two or three or four chapters a day, or the matter of pray reading. If we're pray reading by ourselves or with companions, maybe you have some companions that you call each other a couple of times a week in the morning to pray over the Word. So whether it's personally or corporately, when we touch the Word in a kind of eating way with this kind of attitude, the Word comes into us and it operates within us, both to deal with the things that need to be dealt with and to energize us and supply us. So may we all eat the Lord through His Word every day. Another way to eat the Lord is actually by calling on the name of the Lord. I know that many times we may think of calling as a kind of drinking, not an eating. But in Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, we see that along the flow of the river of water of life, the tree of life grows right alongside. So actually, whenever we drink the Spirit, we're getting the tree of life. Whenever we drink the Lord, actually, we're also eating the Lord. So it's good to have the habit of calling on the name of the Lord. We can call in the morning as soon as we wake up. We can begin to turn our heart and call on the Lord. And our eating begins. Then we have our time with the Lord in the morning. Then we're off to school or work. As we go, we can also call. In class, between classes, we can call inwardly and quietly. And the Lord will be supplying us just in a spontaneous and constant way. So calling is also a good way. And finally for today, talking to the Lord is also a very good way to eat the Lord. Just by talking to Him, just by telling Him how we feel, talking to Him about the events of our day, talking to Him about our concerns or fears and anxieties, or just what's coming up and what's in our mind. Just talking to the Lord is also a kind of eating. You know, in the tabernacle in the Old Testament, there was the showbread table. And that table was actually called the table of the bread of the presence. And so that bread is literally called face bread. We sometimes refer to it as the showbread, but it's the bread of the face. That means when we have the Lord's presence, we have His face. Surely when you're in someone's presence, their face is there. When we have the Lord's presence, we have His face. When you have His face, you have nourishment. His presence, His face, is our supply, our nourishment. So as we're talking to the Lord spontaneously, in a simple way, in a genuine way, just throughout our day, throughout the normal things of ordinary life, actually, we can still be supplied by the Lord. So I hope the simple fellowship will help you. Read the Word, pray read the Word, call on the Lord, and talk to the Lord. And the Lord will be supplying you moment by moment throughout your day. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love You. Oh, Lord Jesus, make Your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.